The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that the whole world should be enrolled. This was the first enrollment when Quirinus was the governor of Syria. So all went to be enrolled, each to his own town. And Joseph went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth, to Judea, to the city of David, that is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and family of David, to be enrolled with Mary, his betrothed, who was with a child. While they were there, the time came for her to have her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son. She wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. Now, there were shepherds in that region, living in the fields and keeping the night watch over their flock. The angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were struck with great fear. The angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I proclaim to you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For today in the city of David, a Savior has been born for you, who is Christ and Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find an infant wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." And suddenly, there was a multitude of the heavenly host with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace to those in whom his favor rests." The Gospel of the Lord.
I have been told that the homily most preferred throughout the year is a homily at midnight mass, because I don't give a homily. And that seems to please many people. So we'll refrain from the normal lengthy homily, and we gather and sing Silent Night. But I want to plant a thought in your minds, a Christmas thought, just for a few moments. In this manner, it is told about a family who lived in Germany 500 years ago. And in this family, they had two sons, Albert and Albrecht. And these two sons were very close to one another. They had a very strong fraternal bond. And as they grew into adulthood, both wished to attend an academy of art at Nuremberg. But they were poor, and they could not afford it. They decided together that they would flip a coin, and the one who would win the contest would go to Nuremberg and study art for 4 years, while the other brother would work in the mines in order to financially support his brother in the School of Art. Well, it so happened that Albrecht won the contest, and he went to the Art Institute in Nuremberg, while his brother Albert worked in the mines. Albrecht excelled in the world of art, and by the time he finished his 4 years, he was widely acclaimed for his skill and his accomplishments in the world of art. He came back to their small town with great celebration for his success. His family gathered and had a big celebration for him. And now he looked at his brother Albert, who had worked in the mines, and he said, "Now is your turn to go to Nuremberg and study art, and I will financially support you." But his brother, who had worked in the mines, said, "It's too late." He said, "My hands have been destroyed in working in the mines. I have arthritis. My hands are damaged, and I could never begin to think about the world of art. Albrecht, being so grateful, fashioned this image of hands, he called hands, and they were hands in this manner, pointed toward heaven, long fingers, damaged hands, damaged fingers, and he called this work Hands. The original is lost, but images have been reproduced of this original, and they are called praying hands. And we're all familiar with the image of the praying hands. They represent the sacrifices that one person makes so that another may flourish. Now, I want to suggest that in our journey of life, there is somebody, maybe more than one person, who has sacrificed so that we may have the gift of life which we cherish, which we celebrate now. Could be a parent, a mother, a father, a grandparent. Could be a husband or a wife, the one who forgives us, the one who is patient, the one who heals us, encourages us, the one who embraces us when we fail, who encourages us when we seem to be lost, the one who includes us when others exclude us, the one who thinks well of us when we are judged ill by others. But there is somebody in our lives who opened a door, welcomed us, blessed us, represented by the praying hands. This person, whoever it is the image of Christ. I have often felt in my own life that when I was in darkness or I failed and I was in sin, I was praying to be in grace, that the praying hands of Jesus Christ, the sign of infinite love in my life, carried me. And that must be true for us. That's the great celebration which we have here in the Christmas prayer and on our Christmas liturgy. The praying hands of a God who loves us with an infinite love, the one who includes us. You will hear other voices in other churches that we may tell you that you're in a second marriage, or because of your sexual orientation or your color or your tradition or your place of origin, that there isn't a place for you in the community of the church. But as Cambria mentioned at the beginning, this is not true at Holy Family. Whatever your condition, whatever your origin, whatever your orientation or the place you have in life, sometimes life gets very complicated. It can get very messy. We can find ourselves in conflicts. We can be given the impression that we are excluded from the embrace of a community, the embrace of a church, and the embrace of God's love. Not here at Holy Family. At Holy Family, we have a sense of God's presence calling each person to belong. So I want you to feel that tonight. The praying hands of a God of love. And that finds an incarnation in somebody in your life. I want you to remember that person tonight and pray in gratitude for the presence of the gift of love given to us in that person who has blessed us so generously and with so much sacrifice. Amen. Please stand now, we'll join hands, and we'll sing Silent Night. Come together as a community, we'll join hands and sing Silent Night. Please remain standing and we'll continue our prayer.